Woo! All right. So that last one was Long Distance from the Districts off of their South by Southwest set. I think that was from 2014 or 2015. They've since come out with a new album, which is pretty dope, so you should listen to it if you have the chance. But that is all for me. It is exactly 11 o'clock right now. It is time for Headroom with Alexander Golan. As they switch over, are they ready to go? Okay, they're ready to go. It's been a pleasure having you. You've been listening to Storytime with Papa T. You are now listening to Headroom with Alexander Golan.
Hey, 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 this is Alexander Golan, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Headroom, and we have a special guest. We actually have two special guests tonight. We've got my trainee, Gabe, here. Why don't you say what's up, Gabe?
What's up?
And then we've got my friend Greg here.
What's up?
He's a prolific musician.
Oof.
Oof. Oof. I would say prolific, because I've seen SoundCloud blowing up with your stuff and your various projects. So you've got a new project coming out like right now.
I do have an album that's released on Friday. Band's called Uncle Sugar. I made the first record with some help on drums from some friends, but that's getting released as an album. So the band again, Uncle Sugar. It's gonna be out on Bandcamp, and then the following Friday, it'll be out on Spotify, iTunes, and all major online retailers.
Very cool. Very cool. So you're on Bandcamp right now, you have it?
That's correct.
Very cool. Very cool. So we're gonna play a couple songs off of that, I think, if you're down for that.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Cool. So we're gonna dive back in. The last song I just played for you is Kids on the Boardwalk from Hop Along off their first album, Get Disowned. they're sort of starting to get attention turned back on to them. They released a new album called Painted Shut in the past year, in 2015. And it got a lot more attention. I think people found it a little bit more accessible than their first one, but they just re-released their first album, Get Disowned, and it's been seeing a little bit of hype again. That was from the first one. I'm going to play you one from Painted Shut, the more recent album. So coming at you is Horseshoe Crabs from Hop Along. Alright, so those last two were from Hop Along, the first one off of their first album, Get Disowned, that second one off of their second album, Painted Shut. So we've got a new song off of Uncle Sugar's new album. So
yeah, man,
Greg, tell us about it.
This one's called The Better Change. It's off our debut album called Hourglass.
Alright, here we go. Was some awesome stuff.
Thanks, man.
So, tell me, like, I mean, the production on that is fantastic. So what how did you guys go, what was your recording process like for this? Because you said this is with friends from back home, right? So this, you weren't even all together for this, or how'd it work?
All right, so it's kind of a complicated but very simple story at the same time.
Okay.
All right, so pretty much, long story short, I made the entire thing. Minus certain drums. I made like five of the tracks. The remaining, like five tracks, yeah, 10-track album. I either played drums, used like a combination of like electronic drums. Cool. I chopped up some takes from like other songs. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. I played the rest of the instruments, wrote all the songs.
All right.
Yeah. Mixed it, mastered it.
So you're just like, you're a one-man machine.
One man, a bedroom man.
That's fantastic, dude. I mean, like, this sounds so professional grade to me. Like,
thanks, man. Thank you.
You've got it so tight. I mean, every instrument cuts through so like independently and individually. So, what did you start on? Like, what's your primary instrument?
Guitar. Absolutely. Yeah. Started off. Just want to be a rock blues lead guitarist.
All right. Yeah. Cool. So, how long have you been playing?
Let's see. It's been 9 years now.
All right, cool.
Coming up on 10.
Cool. Did you like dive right into the electric, or did you have like...
No, I started out on acoustic.
Okay.
Actually, I wanted to play guitar for the longest time. I don't know, somehow like when I was like five or something, I got into my head that I just really wanted to be a guitar, mostly because some kid on the school bus was talking about his, electric guitar. My parents didn't believe me at all. Yeah, so started out, my dad brought home like electronic piano. Grandma got me the books.
Cool.
And, yeah, we started out on that. Then it was clarinet. And my sixth grade teacher just sent out an email. I was like, hey, I got this, acoustic. Actually, it's really cool. Made in Italy, Sears Silvertone.
Oh, wow.
Acoustic
just like
guitar.
Lying around?
Yeah, no, yeah. Knew nothing about the history.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, showed up at the house. In fact, my dad didn't even tell me. Like, I told him that, like, hey, we should get this. And he and my mom, were like, oh, I don't know. And then someone at school was like, hey, man, I saw your dad here. And I was like, I thought I was in trouble, honestly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it was to pick up the guitar. Yeah.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's super cool. Yeah, I know what you mean. I started on piano when I was like 5 years old or something. And like, it was cool, but it didn't stick with me exactly,
Yeah, see, I'm an awful, awful piano player.
I can plunk away, but I can't. I mean, and then... I had violin for the shortest time, and then I just found my way to guitar and was like, oh,
yeah,
there
absolutely.
It is. There it is. How about you, Gabe? Are you a musician? Do you play any instruments?
I started banjo lessons.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What? Is it through Tufts or is it? Okay, cool. Do you own a banjo?
I do.
What?
I really?
That's so cool.
One of those like. Everything comes in the box.
Yes!
Beginner banjos.
Yes, I love it. So, what possessed you to get started on banjo?
I just started listening to bluegrass the last couple of years, and then decided I wanted to participate.
That's so
rather
cool.
Rather than observe.
That is so cool. I love it. Have you been to like any big like bluegrass festivals or anything like that?
Can't say I have.
Okay. Have you ever been to like any backyard hoedowns or anything like that?
Also, can't say I have. I'd love to go to a backyard hoedown, though.
I think that would be a very fun trip to go on.
Oh, yeah.
That might
Should
be.
Have a WMFO backyard hoedown.
Oh, my God. Well, we're looking for a spring event. Last year, we had a Pizza Fest. This year.
Got to change it up.
Hoedown. What could we order? We could get, like, barbecue.
Pork skin.
Pork skin. What kind of games? We could, like.
We could do pig roast.
Hoedown. Pig roast. We could do a pig roast.
Pin the tail on the donkey for
that would work.
Game.
Yeah,
lawn darts.
Gabe, do you think you'd be ready to perform by then?
You know.
Maybe. All right, I'm holding you to that. Maybe.
If not, I'll just smack the soapbox.
Okay. All right, I'll play the washboard.
Nice.
So, okay, Greg, I've got another question for you. What's your DAW of choice? Like, what did you do all your mixing and all that?
Reaper.
In? Reaper. Okay.
Yeah, everything in Reaper. Yeah.
What brought you to Reaper over the other options?
I started on Reaper. Yeah, I started recording just kind of off and on, maybe my senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've no, maybe it was just like the first thing I found that was free, available for Windows. And I don't know, it's really good for audio.
Yeah.
Now I've been doing a lot more kind of, you know, MIDI work. It's the workflow isn't as great for that, but since everything like is rooted and, you know, just like recording actual instruments, like you know, like there are like synths and stuff on top, but everything at the end of the day is like really about, you know, like the drums that we tracked or that kind of stuff. So it's definitely, I don't know, like the workflow on that for audio editing and for mixing, it's pretty great.
Cool. Yeah, I've always used Logic, so I'm always, you know, interested in like what other people use and, you know, what their preferences are, because my dad always used Reason, and then meanwhile I like was interested in dabbling in Ableton, but it was so different from what I was used to that I just like quit.
Used for the recording and production class here, I used I guess I started using Pro Tools.
Oh yeah,
and I just couldn't do it.
Is it just like heavy?
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's everything's. I'm used to in Reaper, you know, like seeing my, you know, like seeing your like kind of sound files and like having like a mix, you know, control like all on the same screen. And Pro Tools, it's like separate windows. I didn't know how to handle that. I was all used to Reaper, so there's no turning back, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, what do you think? Do you wanna choose another song off the new album?
Sure. We want something like with a drum solo or no drum solo.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to leave this up to the trainee. Drum solo or no drum solo?
Definitely drum solo.
All right, like last track. You think.
It's last called track. Nobody's Nonsense.
All right. Any like tidbit or story behind this one? Or?
John Gallad treaded on the drums in this one. Tufts grad. Cool. Graduated last year.
Right on.
Yeah, I think this was recorded at Tufts, actually, in room 21 in Granoff, in the basement.
I love that room. Except for the broken amp is just brutal. All right, here it is. Nobody's Nonsense. So, that was Nobody's Nonsense off of Hourglass from Uncle Sugar. So, you weren't lying about those drums on that track.
No, man.
Those were tight.
John J.G. Glad absolutely slayed on that one.
That's awesome. And I love that sound you got for that like main kind of like melodic riff under there.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Sort of, I don't even know how to characterize that. It's very unique. I love it. Were you just like messing around and came upon that sound?
So they're, the first time I play that riff, it's a synth, like a sawtooth type thing with some phasing going on, some delay. And the second time, it's again, just like the same sort of like processing on, you know, distorted guitar.
They
kind of like blend at the end and like play off each other.
Yeah, cool stuff. I love it. Very cool. So definitely check out Hourglass from Uncle Sugar. Just check out
Friday.
Out Friday. Meanwhile, you can check out unclesugar.bandcamp.com. Throw him some money. Just support the musicians.
Anything helps.
Anything helps. Anything helps buy new gear for us gearheads.
Absolutely.
So Very cool. So you said it's coming out Spotify and iTunes and all those major sort of.
So we're gonna be only on Bandcamp for a week. Then Friday afterwards, we're gonna be out on Spotify, iTunes, and all those.
There you go. So widely available.
Yeah.
Also, just a quick plug. If you're listening to our show, but you're feeling a little jazzier than what we're giving you, why don't you head on over to wvkr.org. Because that's Vassar's student radio. And my good friend Nick Burka's over there. Saturday morning stock tips. He's got all of your finance needs. And he's playing some smooth jazz. But I recommend you stay. Because we're more rocking over here. But, you know, to each their own. So, not most radio stations probably don't give shout outs to other radio stations. But I don't know. I'm a big fan of Vassar's. So Gabe, what do you think of everything? What's going on? How you doing?
Everything.
Give me like just the first thoughts that pop into your mind when I say, what do you think? Just what do you think, man?
I'm going to be honest. The first thing that came into my mind was the word donut.
That's weird. Because I thought tacos.
I think we're all hungry.
I think we should order some food.
I recently got an email saying I have 15% off my next Grubhub order.
Wow, that's...
That's impressive.
That's substantial.
Like $1.50 off a $10 order.
I mean, the more you spend, the more you save, too. So that's
I said the exact words to someone else earlier.
You may as well just get like a $20 item or something and save $3.
That is how
you can go forever.
But I mean, like... I mean, I feel like 20 is a good mark where you're just like, I would normally spend $20, but if I'm getting $3 off for it, yeah, maybe. But like, once you're hitting 30, you're just like, woof, woof. So let's see, what else do we have here for you? I've got something weird coming up next. It's for those of you that have listened to Headroom in the past, you know I'm a fan of Death Clock. It's the death metal band from Metalocalypse, which is an awesome, it is a dope cartoon on Adult Swim, or used to be on Adult Swim, created by Brendan Small. And Brendan Small is a fantastic musician. And he released like a melodic rock kind of opera album. And it's pretty dope. It's called Brendan Small's Galacticon. So here's Truth Orb and the Kill Pool.
I can be replaced.
Okay, so that last one was a song called Your Soft Blood that was put on by Alex Golan. I have hijacked his show.
Yes.
It's me, Gabe.
It's Gabe. I like that for your show name, honestly. Just like, hey, it's Gabe.
Well, I have a co-DJ,
that's
so it
true.
Can't just be...
It can't just be that.
Hey, it's Gabe. But I think we're going to do one more song off the new upcoming Uncle Sugar album. Did you want to say a couple words?
Yeah, so we're going to play one more song. It's called Sea of Noise. So this is the radio debut, U.S. radio debut for Uncle Sugar.
You know it.
Real quick, I just got word that my Uncle Rusty is listening back home in Seattle.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Rusty. And if my parents got on, if the power started up in Paulsbo, Washington, if Puget Sound Energy got it together, then hello to you as well. And hey, Cinder. Cinder's our dog.
Oh, that's great. I love dogs. They're the best.
Yeah, I do too.
They're the best, man.
Unequivocal love.
You know what made me really... That's so true. But you know what made me really sad? Dan Callahan and his puppy.
Dude, the horrible thing is that... Or a great thing, but I got to meet Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sonny stayed a night over at our house.
Wow.
I live with Dan That's Callahan, awesome. And had a sleepover, and it was a big deal. You know, we had people over.
That's
you know,
amazing.
It was like hanging out with the dog.
That's amazing.
Dog's having trouble getting around, but yeah. It's a shame. She was 13, though.
Yeah, that's a
getting
long life. That's a good life for a dog. Yeah, I walked into EMP 161 the other day, and I was like, Dan, stand up. Get up. And he was like, what? And I was like, give me a hug, man. I was just like, how are you doing? And he's like, I'm okay. But I just like, dude, losing a dog is like...
That's rough.
Yeah. One of my best friends, Billy, lost his dog earlier this year, and it was just like...
Bummer.
Just like a stab, you know?
Ugh.
That's too sad. We got to get off this. We got to get off that flow.
I guess...
Gabe, bring us back to the happy vibes.
We'll go back to the happy...
There we go.
I'm the first one that you call. I'm the last one that you meet. No one said it, but it's clear. You're the shade that shuts it down. You're the noise that people fear. It's emptiness in your head. It's the sinking in your walk. Slam the door. Shoot the wall. Scream the silence at the screen. Take the blame for it all.
Thank you. Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Yeah.
We back.
We back. Gabe's killing it. He's the best trainee I've ever had. Sorry if any of my trainees are listening. I don't think they are.
Dude, that's why they're not the best.
Exactly. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
Gabe, because Gabe listens to my show every night. Right,
I've
Gabe?
I've never missed it.
Thank you.
You know,
even before you met me.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, see, we're even on that like simpatico wavelength together.
Mm.
Next level.
Mm, maybe he's just a stalker, dude.
Is there
maybe I should be worried that he like chose my training slot.
I came to Tufts. So
he killed the other trainees. That's why he's the only one. Is that true, Gabe?
Right. Hand motion to me if it's true. Two hands up. That's what I thought.
The audience will never know
the truth.
They'll never know the truth. The last post on WMFO's Twitter feed is, quote, "You know what's weird about radio? You guys have no idea if we're like 8 feet tall." I can tell you I'm 5'6". I'm tiny.
I'm 8 feet tall.
That is true. Greg is 8 feet tall. It's pretty. You're pretty like intimidating to tell the truth with that much stature.
Thank you.
Do you have like custom guitars made for you?
No, although I have a 3/4 size bass at home.
Dope.
That looks weird.
The 3/4 size must look.
I make like normal basses look like guitars, you know.
this thing's
small.
Just tiny. It's like a ukulele bass.
Yeah, sounds great. Looks very small.
Running through like a teeny amp, just the head of an orange cab or something like that.
Yeah, the micro orange.
Yeah, exactly. The tiny tear, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Gabe.
Yeah.
Deej. What do you got for us?
We're going to put on a little... There's this band that I'm pretty into called Green Sky Bluegrass.
Cool.
It's sort of like a bluegrass jam band hybrid type of deal.
Love it.
This is... They do a lot of cool covers. This is a cover of Pink Floyd's Time.
Oh,
oh
that is savage.
So this is one of my current faves. So
Deej, killing
hope
it.
You guys, hope you guys enjoy it.
I know we will.
This isn't it.
No.
Oh, that's my album.
So Bandcamp's still playing. You got this, Deej. There it is, baby.
spoken magic spell. Everybody's second home, always trying to keep me alone, an easy way to lose it all, always selling all those fails.
All right, thank you guys for tuning in. This has been Headroom with Alexander Golan with some special guests. We had, sorry, I was gonna say I was debating who to start with, so I just got out. We got Gabe, the dopest trainee ever, and we got Greg, the dopest one man show ever. So definitely check out Greg's new music, Uncle Sugar. Check it out. It's coming out this Friday.
Yep, and the band's gearing up to be playing in the Northwest by the end of May.
Yeah, so, that's awesome, man. So you're going home for the summer?
Yep.
Very cool. Yeah. So keep an eye out if you're in the Northwest. And Gabe is going to be back here with us next week for more of being the dopest trainee ever.
Can't wait.
Heck yeah. So I'm going to leave you in the very capable hands of Mr. Elliot Smith and Heat Miser with Plain Clothes Man. Have a great night.
Yeah.